The crisis in South Sudan stems from a December 2013 impasse between President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar. Despite an August 2015 peace deal, the parties have yet to form a transitional unity government and ceasefire violations continue. Festus G. Mogae, the former president of Botswana, is chairperson of the international expert group charged with monitoring implementation of the agreement.
There is little time to be lost if the next 2.5 years, the transition period provided for in the agreement, are to be meaningful and see genuine implementation of the agreement's provisions.
The UN reports that all sides to the conflict have committed gross human rights violations and abuses, including killings, sexual violence, pillaging, and the recruitment of child soldiers. The peace agreement also provides for the establishment of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, among other measures. But the lack of a transitional government means that these mechanisms are on hold. Kate Gilmore is the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The lasting and only viable solution to the terror and pain perpetrated against the people of South Sudan is to dismantle the apparatus of violence, hold to account those who have imposed such egregious suffering, and put an end to the cycle of impunity. Hostilities must cease promptly and conclusively, and the international community must do what is needed to support the transitional government of national unity once formed, so that these transitional justice mechanisms can be instigated to function fully and effectively throughout their necessary lifespan.
Long-term stability in South Sudan is also being threatened by ongoing intercommunal violence, such as clashes over cattle raids, the head of the UN mission in the country, UNMISS, told council members. Ellen Margaret Loy said South Sudan's deteriorating economy is also a factor, as are its rising humanitarian needs.
Sustained progress will require that both parties form the transitional government without further delay, and that they demonstrate the courage to compromise for the sake of peace. Most importantly, it will require that South Sudan's leaders begin to put the people first.
Ms. Loy pointed out that while the formation of the transitional government is a necessary step toward stability, it is but a first step in the hard work of rebuilding the country. Deanne Penn, United Nations.